The Campaign Room is one of my most favorite podcast formats. I personally don't listen to podcast interviews because oftentimes they follow the exact same rhythm. The Campaign Room is different, like everything I do. And you get to be the fly on the wall when I brainstorm creative ideas with today's guest, which is Ellie Kennedy. You may know her from different stages around the world. And today, she's bringing one of her offers into the Campaign Room. The visual identity I created for her inside this episode is life-changing, disruptive, innovative, and profitable AF. This episode is for you if you want to build a brand people identify with. Not because it's for everyone, but because it's inevitable for everyone who fits. So now, grab your favorite drink and enjoy the show. We all love that sound, but what we love even more is when it becomes the standard. Clean, consistent, every single day, without losing yourself in a business that looks successful on the outside but feels empty on the inside. This isn't about building something profitable that drains you. This is about building something that lasts. With full body conviction, with presence, with this is exactly where I belong energy. By architecting a brand that holds cult status. A brand that works for you even when you're not pushing, posting or proving. A brand that doesn't convince, it commands. Welcome to Cult Status, the podcast for global coaching leaders and creative visionaries that turn their brands into cult-like companies. I'm Ramona Ochsenbauer, creative director, brand architect, and the woman behind cult-like productions and cinematic brands that turn attention into obsession. You're not here to play safe. You're not here for compromises. You're here to build a world people want to belong to and to ride the rules as you go. So fasten your seatbelt, because this is where brands stop being content and start becoming culture. Ellie, I'm so pumped to have you, to welcome you on the podcast today, on the Cult Status podcast inside the Campaign Room. I already know a little bit about the things you brought with you to the Campaign Room, and I was sitting on the sofa a few hours ago and I had the biggest smile on my face. I think I just made like a quick sound in a way of, I just had an idea. My husband Flo just turned around, was like, what happened? And I was like, I had such an amazing idea for Ellie. And I'm so hyped to talk with you today about the things you brought with you today to the Campaign Room. So before we start, who are you? Who is Ellie Kennedy? What is Wealthy Speaker? Who do you serve? Just introduce yourself.
Ramona, thank you so much for having me. And I know we were just talking about this earlier. I could not be more excited to be here and for this conversation, because I know that you just have such a brilliant creative mind. And, you know, for the people listening, there's going to be so much value inside of this episode, future episodes, and I'm sure all of the previous episodes. So I'm very excited. My name is Ellie Kennedy. I'm the founder of Wealthy Speaker. People call me the queen of speaking to sell, and essentially I help women have 100K days and beyond speaking to sell high ticket offers. A lot of that is focused on the actual psychology that moves luxury buyers, so subconscious sales. How do we create this internal desire and activation that moves people to buy even when you're not hard pitching or not hard selling? And how do we do that without sales calls? How do we do that on demand from any platform? But then when you're having something like an event, how do we turn that event into a 6 or 7 day or 7-figure day or weekend? So that is a lot of what we focus on in Wealthy Speaker, is becoming a woman who is highly influential, who knows how to move people with her voice. And I couldn't be more excited, because I mean, what we're going to talk about today, we have so many beautiful things that have unfolded inside of Wealthy Speaker in the last year, including, you know, our book, Speak Your Way to Wealth, and a big mission that we have. And one of the reasons we wrote the book, it's called Operation Billions. And Operation Billions is our mission to impact 1 billion people worldwide through building a global army of speakers, a global army of women who are destined to impact millions and make millions, who are on the same mission of really taking their bodies of work global. And collectively, when we are training this global army of speakers, you're going to go out, you're going to then exponentially change so many lives through the ripple effect of your work that ultimately our goal is to impact 1 billion lives worldwide. So I'm very excited because that's a lot of the context of what we were talking about before, is really bringing this army to life, the Wealthy Speaker Army. That's what our the members of our culture identify as. So I'm very excited for this conversation, and I just know that this is going to get our work in the help of the hands of people who can really use it the most.
I love this so much, especially what you said with the global army of women who impact millions and make millions. This is pure gold, messaging wise and also visual wise. I'm already thinking in the campaign field, like what we could create with that. And you already mentioned the Wealthy Speaker Army. So what did you bring with you to the campaign room in terms of this is what we want to focus on today to create this campaign around it?
Yeah, so this is interesting because this is actually a new concept that I've been feeling intuitively pulled to. And I'll share a little bit about what we have going on and then my ideas for what this could be. Because now, essentially, a lot of what's been driving multiplication of our mission, of, you know, the culture of our products and our services and our events across the world has been these partnership programs and our affiliate programs. Now, we have a really big stack of those coming up right now. So we have three back-to-back campaigns that will have affiliate programs built in. But the other thing is we also have the book, Speak Your Way to Wealth, which in itself has an affiliate campaign attached. Now, when I think about the Wealthy Speaker Army, in my mind, I close my eyes and I see women all over the world, like massive volume, you know, hundreds of thousands, millions of women worldwide, obviously billions with the overall vision. And the way that I really see the Wealthy Speaker Army in my mind intuitively, like it's not an offer that we currently have right now, but there's two pieces of it. The number one thing that I was really feeling called to was it being some kind of continuity or membership on the back end of the book, because the book is our most accessible body of work. It is going to be, you know, this year alone, we're going to sell 10,000 copies of the book. And it only makes sense. Well, when you come into the book, we've already built out some software to help you implement that. But what if you could plug directly into a community of women who are also hosting events around the world, the top speakers around the world? They're building stages for you, and it's a massive global community. So in my intuition, it feels like the Wealthy Speaker Army is something you get access to or have the opportunity to get access to when you purchase the book, which it's $11. It's like the book is like, it will make you millions, right? For right now, that'll for likely change soon. But so it feels like there's something on the back end of that that's a next step between the book and obviously our five and multi five figure masterminds and six figure packages. So, you know, that's really where I saw it. The other way is it could be we do have our affiliate program, which is being crystallized right now, which is, you know, come in to obviously Wealthy Speaker. And we have a vision to even just create millions of dollars in affiliate payouts for other people, not what we receive, but to give millions back to other women. So the first time it came up, it was around the book. So that's kind of what I'm imagining. It's a global community that you access through being a part of Wealthy Speaker.
I love it. I love it so much. I already scribbled down a bunch of ideas because I already told you that my brain is exploding when it comes to the Wealthy Speaker Army, because this having this image in mind, like the Wealthy Speakers, you already sent me an AI video you created where you just walk with other women like straight on the street with this bold attitude all in black, which is so, so, so good. And recreating that in real life will be even more powerful. So yeah, I love that. I'd love to focus on the Wealthy Speaker Army, whether you want to have it like in a way of having the $11 book or buying the $11 book and then getting access to the Wealthy Speaker Army, which is insane. Or if you want to do it in a different way, it then doesn't matter. But that we have like the Wealthy Speaker Army in the focus and like the visual world and storyline around that. And before we dive into that, I understand your brand like in the deepness that I needed to. I have one or two questions for you that we dive into right now. So, if you would need to tell me the top three characteristics of your brand, what would it be?
Of my brand.
Yes, of the author
Yeah.
brand.
It's very much, I would say there is a, it's, do we want to go brand or do we want to go people in the brand?
Let's do brand and then we do people in the brand. I'd love
Okay.
to do both.
Yeah, the characteristics of the brand, there's definitely, I will just say there is, this could go either way, but there is an audacity to the brand because what I've found and what has really gotten me to where I am today is not waiting for an opportunity, but creating it. And if a door didn't open, I kicked it down. So there's an audacity of just saying, no, this is who I am, and the world responding in a really big, massive way. So I find that I like to think of Wealthy Speaker as a place like that is the con, you are walking into audacity. In Wealthy Speaker.
I love that.
Definitely characteristics of the brand.
Would you say it also has like a luxurious vibe, or would you say it's more like the bold vibe? It's more edgy, or is it maybe luxurious edginess?
It's like a Balenciaga. If we're gonna go, I'm like the streetwear of luxury, like the luxury with an edge, the luxury with a grit, the luxury with a, you know, like the avant-garde juxtaposition. But there is, and there is a big context of creativity with influence. It's like the fusion of that because I do find that my dream clients, and I mean, I'm an artist before an entrepreneur, is that a lot of what we do is the bigger creative expression of sales and redefining what sales really gets to look like.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, perfect. And talking about the people in the brand, what would you say are their the characteristics?
Yeah, definitely the bold, disruptive type of rebel women. I like to think of Wealthy Speaker. It's kind of like the black sheeps that turn into the goats. The greatest of all time, if you're not familiar with the analogy, but it's kind of like, you know, the women who don't really fit in with like the manifestation babes were like too edgy for them, but we're not quite like the bro marketers. It's like the women who never felt like they fit in, rebels, disruptive, definitely hungry. The women who come in here are very hungry for impact and they know what they're capable of. They just have massive visions and there's a level of obsession, like obsession of the mission, obsession of the vision, obsession in nothing will stop me in creating this. I think those are really the main characteristics, but also in a way where there's a very open heart, like a very heart-led, you know, it's not just make money, like, yes, while our clients want to make a ton of money, like illogical amounts of money. Really, it's the deeper impact beyond the money. It's reaching the masses with your work, it's legacy. So there is like this context of meaningful work beyond just selling offers on Instagram. It's like, no, you know, your work is meant to be, it's meant to be transforming people in a much bigger way. And there's a depth to how they really see that coming to life.
Yes, I love that. Okay, I get the full picture. It's great. So, one more question before we go directly into the creative direction. Or two more questions. I have two more questions. I love both. So, in which city is the or are the Wealthy Army headquarters? Not where you are located in or based in, not where the company is based in, but if you can choose from every city in this whole wild world, which would you say represents the Wealthy Speaker Army or Wealthy Speaker as a brand the best?
Wow, this is a great question. It's so interesting because I don't really, you know what? I have a bigger vision than right now. So I'm in San, Wealthy Speaker headquarters currently is in San Diego. And if I could pick somewhere right now, I'm thinking about millions of us marching down the street every single day. It would probably be here because the weather is just consistent. However, I really see a global chapter in the army and I see the biggest cities in the world. So when I think Wealthy Speaker headquarters, Wealthy Speaker is a it's licensed throughout global chapters. People are licensing our event systems and it is, you know, whether that's like LA or Miami or New York or, you know, I'm thinking about wow, I mean, where are we like, do we have in Sydney? Do we have, you know, I'm like, what are, where would we in Paris? Like, where we're global, you know? So when I think about that, it's almost like I see the biggest cities on the map, global, exponential. Why pick one when we can have them all?
I also love that. I love that. But if you would have to decide in a way of, okay, we have the Wealthy Speaker Army, we have like an office in Paris, we have one in LA, we have one in New York City, we have one in Sydney, we have one in Tokyo. And then there would be like these departments in these like global cities, the biggest cities in this world. And when we would be in Paris, for example, and there would be like this big decision, what would they say, who they need to call to get their back or get backed up with this decision? I have to call XYZ because there all the power lies. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, if I had to choose one, and that's why I go back to where we are right now in, even if it wasn't specifically San Diego, like a Southern California. And what, you know, previous to being an entrepreneur, I was scaling $1 billion brand and we had all of these global regions. And that was like our headquarters was here in Southern California, was in Carlsbad. And it's just like that was the coolest thing because everyone would fly out here and you could fly out here. And I really love that any time of the year. So if we're doing an event, which is a big part of our model, if we're doing some kind of, you know, clearly anything outside. It's so consistent. So, I mean, I could see Southern California, like a San Diego, even a, you know, even like even a Carlsbad, as a really great headquarters, especially, I mean, I'm downtown San Diego. It is just chef's kiss here. Like I could definitely see having a, I could definitely see having like a global headquarters in San Diego.
I love that. Wow. Okay. And one last question. How does it feel like to be part of the Wealthy Speaker Army, to be one of those women who impact millions and make millions?
It feels like you're in a like a secret underground elite club of the best of the best, the top leaders, the 1%. And the great thing is it's not a you can't sit with us 1%. It's the kind of people where you just decide you're in and you're in. It's not like, you know, it feels like the family that you your chosen family. It feels like you can go anywhere in the world and run into somebody from the Wealthy Speaker Army at an event and feel like go somewhere by yourself and like be recognized all over the world because you're now a woman of status. You are now somebody who's of high importance. You are now somebody who is elite. And I really feel like being a part of it there is an identity elevation that happens just by simply deciding.
This is so good. This is so good. Okay, are you ready to hear my ideas, the ones I have so far, and then we build on that?
Yes, absolutely. I'm very excited.
So you brought in the idea. We didn't talk about that yet on the podcast episode, but in the audio message you sent me beforehand, you were talking about, and also the video you already created, but you were especially talking about like the women walking on the street, and then there are also like women joining the ones walking, like filing in, so that this army of women gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And this is such a great picture, and this is something I would definitely play with, something I would create not only with AI, but also in real life, especially because the identity upgrade that comes with it for you and all the women while you are shooting this will be insane. And this is something where people will just watch. And there you can also create something where you have standing people on the side, like watching it, like having this behind the scenes perspective of how you create that video with the army, and then there are people standing around and watching it. So there you could do a bunch of things. But what or the this sparked a bunch of ideas. I just want to bring in, and I'm excited what you think about that. So when we think about the army and more people are joining and more women are joining, I think like this butterfly effect, like the compounding of you do something and then it affects like the people around you. And therefore you could create things, and I always think in visuals, I think in movies, I think in storylines where you can create like different situations, different perspectives, but the main angle would be that you do something and people around you start doing it as well. So in the video you sent me, you had like with the mic, so all the women just grabbed the mic, which is such a insanely good move, which you could integrate into the brand, so that this like the signature move of the wealthy army speaker in a way of, okay, we're just grabbing the mic, and that there is not like this way of everyone is the same. All you already told, or also told me that it's all around black clothing, which is so cool, because then you have like the signature outfits or the signature style also in there. But with especially with the mics, you could do something where it's like not this army of people who all start to look the same, act the same in a way of, oh, they are just like all the same in a way of Ellie is someone and she does certain things and they are just doing the same. But especially with the mics, you could do something that yours is black and then another woman's is like pink. And then you have one that is sparkly. Then you have a silver one. So that it's also like the unique spice of every single woman is represented in all these things. But you can not only do that with something like the mics, you can do this with other signature moves. You can do that with something like spreading a message. You say something and they are like whispering to each other, and then you spread the message. So there you could think about how this could look like in a way of that people start to not imitate, but to grab the thing you do and the other women in the wealthy speaker army do, and then it spreads like something that where it's like impacting the millions you want to impact with that. And based on that, and this was the idea I had when I made this eek sound where Flo was like, what is happening here? Was that you could create something. I still think in like cinematic videos where you could create something, a campaign where a woman that is part of the wealthy speaker army just gets chills, or like this knowing when one of the other wealthy speaker women is on stage or hits 1 million from stage or has a 100K day. So if the one thing you want to be like the signature thing that happens when you're part of the wealthy speaker army, that there's like, okay, everyone inside the army knows, oh, it happened again. It happened again. Like they're doing something like, oh, it happened again. So, just throwing this in, and I have a bunch of more ideas, especially when it comes to the book. But for now, I'm just curious where your thoughts are going so far.
Yeah, I love this. I almost think I'm thinking about your. It's so funny. I'm like, where are we going to get all these volunteers? Where are we going to I live across the street from, well, I can see it from my high rise, is the Petco Park. It's like the stadium. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow, I can imagine just like all of these, it's like stadium level of people like where street. But also if there was like a squad, an army in one city, and then it like one woman in another city starts marching and like an army is following her, and it represents almost like this global chapter. And then there's like, you know, how sometimes it can like either flash from screen to screen, or it can like kind of go at simultaneously. Mm-hmm. There's like these different armies, and not just me as the torchbearer, but like the other woman who's leading as well and showing like her ability to create her own army through her work. So I really love that concept. We're definitely going to need to start, and this is also why I'm like, we need to start it on the back end of like the book or a membership community there, so we can invite all these people to be in the campaign.
Yeah, because when you have all those people, then you can create so great things. You can, when we think about the global piece and also the different cities, then you could, because you mentioned Paris, then you could imagine doing something where you have like this scene where some woman doing something like typing in her laptop or something in the kitchen, or just a random daily situation. And there she's like, oh, where if you speak our army, enter Paris now. And then all the women come out of the door, so that it's not only like the marching, not only the people walking, but you have all these situations where people start to put on their shoes and get on their black outfit to then start to take part or become part of that army. And this is also where I can bring in the book, that they are grabbing their book. So you have like this, and I just got chills, like this whole moments where they were like in this in emotion, or they have this feeling of, oh, finally they entered my city. Finally, I can become part of it. I've been waiting for it so long, not in a way of a desperate waiting, but like with this excitement of, okay, now let's go. I'm ready. I've been waiting for this. And I think that there you can create so many different perspectives. You can have this one storyline, and this is something that you can scale. You can scale this whole campaign with more women and more women and more women, but you also can start with like the smaller group of women, which then when you have like the whole campaign and you have more women, creates like this whole storyline. And in the end, over a few months, for example, then you have like the final piece where you can like clip it all together, and you have like the few women in the beginning, which is already a strong image, a strong visual, a strong video. But then you see it's growing, it's becoming more and more and more women are doing this.
Yeah, I love this. I love this. And I mean, this is something too, where we, even our last event, we had 100-person event, and everyone, that's the dress code. That was the dress code at the event, like wear black.
Yeah.
we're not going to let you in if you're not wearing black. It's pretty serious. So, you know, even that, I mean, we have another one coming up where we can be more intentional around doing that, or filming a scene, or having something like at the end, you know, the end of the event, or on the back end of the event, that would be specifically tied around that. I also love the idea of the, like, it's almost like that, the feeling in the body when something's happening. We give out these, we have these awards. This is, I just printed my $1 million day award, because we've helped clients do that now, and that it's our turn now. So I have one on my desk. But, you know, we do awards for 10K, 25K, 50K, 100K, 250K, 500K, and $1 million day awards. So like, I can see something like that, where it's like somebody feels it and something simultaneously is happening around the world that's associated with that, because those are definitely peak emotional points for our clients when they're walking the stage and getting these awards. Even clients who are speaking, I've seen my clients speak on international stages and they're just completely transformed. So I can see something like that. I really think that's an interesting idea to like see how you could dissect that storyline even deeper.
Yeah. This is perfect. With the awards, you can do So many great things. You can also, when I think about the awards, what you can do there is also create a campaign around the awards itself. So, what does it mean to get these awards? And also, you can do something where you have a woman, and it also can be you. So, it doesn't always have to be someone else. You can also create this around other women, but you also can just represent your army, the women inside your army, where you have these situations where just the award, it just appears. Like it's like effortless in a way of, okay, of course it happened. Like you have the frame and it's not there, and the next seconds it's like, okay, it's appearing. So that there's like this normalizing that there is the thing with the 10K, 25K, 500K, 1 million days as soon as you're part of the wealthy speaker army.
Yeah, that's interesting. I like that.
And one
'Cause
idea,
I was gonna say that's such a big part of it's such a big part of when people come in, how quickly they collapse their monthly income into a day. And it is like they pop. And so I think that there's something around that too. That's really interesting.
yeah, you could also create, this would be one piece of the whole campaign. It could be something like a reel or like an ad where you have like this. This great corner inside a room. So it's like this luxurious edgy vibe, like in your background right now. And there you have something where the award is standing, where you would have your award, maybe a desk, maybe like a billboard, something, not a billboard, but a cupboard or something like that. And then there is like it doesn't, there's not much movement, but there's like the 10K award. 1 second later, there's a 25, and then the 50. So that you're stacking the awards kind of in like dip, 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 it's just coming.
That's actually an easy one to create too, because we could just print a bunch of these out. I already have a hand. I mean, I have a handful from. I obviously create my own trophies.
So you.
I give myself trophies when I get them too. So, no, I actually really like that one. That seems like one that can be really an easy, quick. Not a lot of models, people, right? Like that could be something I could do. I could do that
And another
now.
idea that is super easy to produce is, and I love that idea. I'm curious what you think about it with the book, so that the book is kind of everywhere, and also especially in nightstands in hotel rooms. So that is like the standard in luxury hotels, in like the suites or the nice rooms, that there's always in the nightstand, there is one of your books. So like when people come into a great room, this luxurious environment, it's like the Bible is
Stop.
the wealthy
So
speaker book.
I have goosebumps right now because we're actually writing a second book. Surprise. One of the reasons that why we're creating the Wealthy Seeker Army as like a membership on the back end is because we're creating another book, and the book is essentially, I don't want to give it away, but there's a tie to like the Bible in a way. I'm not going to say the name because I don't want to reveal it right now. But that actually, I can see that. I can honestly, I should, because it's gonna be like the part two, because this is very like a lot of structure and strategy. I mean, people make a lot of money from this book. There's a lot of identity in the beginning, but it is execution and strategy. And the second piece is like the influence, the art of luxury sales psychology, the art of like the energetics, the identity, the psychology. So there's a new level. So you unlocked something really big in that, like the nightstand. I almost even think that there could be, because right now we have when we did the book launch campaign, and I actually just didn't create this video, we collected videos of people reading the book around the world. So we have user-generated content with them with the new book from our last event. They all took like, videos of them. And I wanted to do this thing where it was almost like it looked like you're zooming around the world, and then it went into like a city, and then the close up of this person reading the book, and then it zoomed out almost like Google Earth, kind of, you know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like, whoo, over to London, and now this person's reading the book, whoo, over to LA, and this person's reading the book, whoo, over to Germany, and this person's reading the book. So I could even see, I feel like there's a whole series around even the evolution of that as a long term campaign of the books in their natural habitat, and then the evolution of like how it becomes this normalized, like the Bible.
And you could create things like with the nightstand, it's genius, with people reading it. You could also create things where it's clear, you can like create the storyline and through the visuals that is clear that this is woman is going to speak on stage in a few minutes, not because she's in the venue. It also can be in the venue. It can also be in another situation before she's getting to the car or something like that. So I think so much in movies. So I imagine a woman who is like in a hurry. She's like, oh, I have to get somewhere. And the taxi's already waiting on the street. And she jumps in and like, I just got it. Okay. We have to go. And then, oh no, stop. I forgot something. And then you see her rushing up the stairs, grabbing her book. And then she's relaxed. Okay. Now I can go. Now I can go speak on stage.
I love this. The drama.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed.
Huge. It's going to be huge. And I know that we could dive into that even for more, for two more or 3 hours, and just get more ideas because things are exploding. And I love the Wealthy Speaker Army, but we are already running out of time. So two more questions. I have two more questions for you. The first one is, what are the things we talked about? What is the thing you are most excited about when you would see it come to life, like in a cinematic style or inside a campaign, or you see just how it happened? It is produced, it is done, you see it. What is the part you're most excited about?
From what we talked about today, or I think, you know, I think the part, I like choreographing of a really big move. For context, we had an event in Tampa, and at this event, I had a drum line of like 30 people, and I had choreographed an entrance with them. And that's, of course, that's just me and 30 people. So for me, I really love the choreography of creating something that's larger than life and bringing that together and how all the moving parts really work together. And for me, there's something about that. I think that I've always just been that type of person who building something that's larger than life has always just really activated me. So I think there's something, that's why even earlier I was like, ooh, like the, you know, great. We need to start collecting these hundreds, thousands, 10,000 women to go into this campaign, you know? So I think something like that really excites me. It's less about, and it's very Wealthy Speaker. It's less about the campaign or the marketing or the sales. And it's more about the like, hey, we're doing this thing. Come on, do it with us and join in on this. Like, it's very, very Wealthy Speaker. Why it activates me. Speaking to move people. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is going to be so huge. I already see this whole visual world, and especially the thing with the many women walking together, joining the army. It's like the most powerful picture you can create, because you don't need words for that. People just see it. And so the last question is, if someone is listening right now and has either the feeling of, okay, if Ellie is producing that, I want to be one of the women in black walking besides her. How can I do that? Or if someone is in a state of, okay, I need to read this book, or I want to be speaking on stage, make a bunch of money or millions of dollars, how do they reach you?
Yeah, I mean, the best place to really reach me directly or do anything like find a copy of Speak Your Way to Wealth is on Instagram. And you can find me at The Ally Kennedy. TheAllyKennedy. I mean, you can go to my highlights right now, and the first bubble is our book. And Yeah, I mean, that's the best place. Hey, DM me if you want to come be inside of this campaign. And yeah, I mean, it's going to be the best year ever here in 2026. Like, we just have massive, massive visions for what we're building. And it's just been really incredible to see the women, the transformation of women when, you know, I like to say, like, build your own stage, right? And I mean, that's what you're doing right now with these creative campaigns. But who you become in the process, the power that you create by building something, you know, whether it's a campaign like this or it's, you know, an event, I don't care what size your event is, if it's six people in the common room of your apartment or it's hundreds or thousands of people in a massive conference, it's like who you become. So yeah, you can find me on Instagram, and yeah, feel free to send me a message or just jump right in to something that speaks to you.
We will also link your Instagram on the show notes. So just click into that and join Ellie on Instagram, buy the book, and join the Worthy Speaker Army. It's going to be totally worth it. Ellie, it was such a pleasure to have you inside the campaign room to talk with you about the Worthy Speaker Army, brainstorm on some ideas. And I had the most fun. And yeah, thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Thank you for having me. And this is, I'm going to have a lot of fun bringing this to life forever and ever. Amen.
Love that.